818 on Maryland's Morning News. A good Friday morning to you. David Gregory joins us now, host of NBC's Meet the Press. Man, it's been a wild 24 hours. Let's start with the plane crash. That's not a crash. Shot down. Shot down, believed to be by pro-Russian group, separatist. Were they in Ukraine? Were they in Russia? Still in question. Vladimir Putin blaming the Ukrainians. The Ukrainians pointing the finger directly at Vladimir Putin. If this can be, the evidence can be pointed out that it was, in fact, Russian separatist, and they got this weapon from Vladimir Putin, what can the United States and what is Europe and the United States willing to do to tell Vladimir Putin this is not acceptable?
Well, I think the first thing is I could see the president saying to Vladimir Putin, you have a brief moment here to defuse this crisis. By really putting in effect a ceasefire in Ukraine, tamping down this insurgency using your influence. And if you fail to do that in this brief moment, then I ask to the president to really start making the case against Putin more publicly, really using the bully pulpit in a way to do that, to talk about the danger that he represents, not just in the region, but more broadly. But then it's the lobbying of Europe. Europe has not been willing to go as far as the United States on sanctions. That's just the bottom line. German Chancellor Merkel is really the key player there to really turn up the economic screws or to tighten those economic screws on Russia and make Russia feel that pain. You know, as I've talked to business leaders over the past several months who do business with Putin, they all say that he exploits weakness, but also kind of holes in the opposition. And I think that's been the case between Europe and the United States as it relates to Russia.
But do you think he cares at this point? I mean, he's so bold in even suggesting that the Ukrainians did it at this point. He's never going to admit that they had anything to do with it. He's never going to admit that he doesn't have control of the rebels, if the rebels were the ones that did this and he didn't want them to do that. And the sanctions have had, some of an impact, but not too much. I mean, it seems to me that he's still unfazed by all of this.
Well, I think he would be increasingly phased if the sanctions regime became a lot tougher and had a much bigger impact on the Russian economy beyond what they've done thus far. And I think that's why you've heard several figures, former Secretary of State Clinton and others, saying this really has to be what the focus is now, which is what is Europe prepared to do. You know, it's not as if there's a ready-made military option to punish Vladimir Putin. That's certainly not what the United States is interested in for powers in Europe, but it is putting as much pressure on him as possible. It is certainly making it very clear, you know, in terms of our NATO allies that, that they will stand together and not let Putin go any further. But, you know, the reality is that Putin has not shown an indication of wanting to go further. He took Crimea. He has, disrupted the future in Ukraine and played his kind of greater Russia card. And I'm with you. I don't see him backing down from that unless there's enough pressure on his own economy that he has to, at the very least, defuse what's happening in Ukraine so that you don't have this kind of threat. Because if this, it's hard for me to believe that this was a directed strike. They've been shooting down military aircraft, and very difficult to distinguish one from the other. So this seems like this, you would think this was unintentional.
I know this is the European leaders had nothing to do with this, and certainly the president didn't have anything to do with this, and NATO didn't have anything to do with this. But, I mean, they were given the Olympics. They're given the World Cup. He's in the center stage. He was just in Brazil the other day on TV. Everybody's applauding him, and it's, oh, great, now it's Russia. I mean, these are the things that add up, that he just, you know, he can do what he wants, and no matter what he does in Ukraine or whatever, he's just going to go along his merry way.
Right, and I think that's a critical problem, and it gets to kind of the problem of what is the U.S. influence in the world. The U.S. can't do everything all on its own, but you still, you can't find it acceptable to have a leader who is trying to harken back to the 19th century of Tsarist Russia, astride the world stage, doing this kind of thing. And this is a problem that predates President Obama. I mean, he was showing this kind of activity during President Bush's time as well.
I found it a little unsavory that the president was out fundraising last night. I know he got some criticism from Republicans on that. Were you surprised that he continued on with that fundraiser in New York?
Yeah, I mean, this always becomes a point of tension. The president's capable of doing a number of things at once, but I think, right now there's a great deal of pressure on him to really lead and not to sort of lead with the idea of what the U.S. can't do or what the limitations are. I think, the optics of the presidency in moments like this become very important. And, whether it's going to the border or showing that you've got your hands all over that crisis or are now dealing with, foreign policy crisis, which I maintain will occupy most of his time over the next couple of years. Yeah, I think it's important to step up and really show that that's the singular focus.
All right, we didn't even get to what's going on in Gaza and at the border. Who do you have on the show on Sunday? Can you even book it this far in advance?
Yeah, well, we're not completely yet, but obviously we'll have the very latest on what's going on in Ukraine and this incident as well as Gaza, and really ask the questions about U.S. leadership here and what the implications are. I think that'd be our chance to kind of take a deeper look at everything that's happening.
All right. Very good, Dave. It's always good to have you on. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And David Gregory, Meet the Press. You can watch him on Channel 11 Sunday morning.